From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is celebrating news that the economy added 162,000 jobs last month. As Lisa Miller of member station WFAE reports, the president told workers at a North Carolina company that his administration's policy deserves the credit.
Mr. Obama used his visit to a manufacturer in Charlotte to tout the success of the stimulus bill.
Just 1 year ago, we were losing an average of more than 700,000 jobs each month. But the tough measures that we took, measures that were necessary, even though sometimes they were unpopular, have broken this slide and are helping us to climb out of this recession.
The president says expanding opportunities in clean energy is part of his administration's long-term strategy to boost and sustain job prospects. He spoke with employees of Celgard, a company that makes battery components for electric cars, and is expanding thanks to a $49 million federal stimulus grant from the Department of Energy. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is expressing optimism that China will change its controversial currency policy. Steve Beckner of Market News International says the Treasury Department is preparing a report on the issue.
On April 15th, the Treasury is due to report to Congress on whether or not China manipulates its currency. U.S. firms allege China keeps the yuan artificially undervalued to gain an unfair trade advantage. 130 lawmakers recently urged that trade sanctions be imposed on China if it is found guilty of currency manipulation. Beijing, in turn, warned it would retaliate if tariffs are raised on its exports. Though he has complained about Chinese exchange rate practices in the past, Geithner gave no hint Treasury will brand China a currency manipulator. He took a less combative approach on Bloomberg TV, saying he is confident China will decide it is in their interest to move toward more flexible exchange rates. Geithner said he wants to maximize the chance they move quickly. For NPR News, I am Steve Beckner.
Rhode Island is getting federal aid to recover from devastating floods. Health and Human Services Secretary Janet Napolitano took a helicopter tour over damaged areas of the state on Friday. And Congressman Patrick Kennedy says the state needs more than what's already been promised.
We've seen these monies go to fires in the far west, mudslides. We've seen it go to earthquakes, tornadoes. Now New England needs it in the form of this flood support.
Governor Don Cherry says the floods probably caused the state hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. Forecasters say they doubt that the swollen Pawtucket River will recede below flood stage before Sunday. Pounding rain hit several parts of the Northeast, but not as hard as Rhode Island. This is NPR News. Senior Muslim clerics say they've held a prayer meeting with Nigeria's ailing president, who has not been seen in public since November. From the capital, Abuja, NPR's Ophavia Quistarkton reports that his prolonged absence from duty has paralyzed the Nigerian government.
Ustaz Musa Mohammed, the chief imam of Nigeria's national mosque, said he and three other Islamic religious leaders shook hands and prayed with Sikh President Umar Musa Erdua for 15 minutes late Thursday. The meeting was at the presidential residence here in Abuja with the First Lady in attendance. Erdua left Nigeria in late November for medical treatment in Saudi Arabia and made an unannounced return in February, shortly after his deputy was named acting president. Erdua has not addressed the nation since flying back to Nigeria. The chief imam said they'd arranged to see him to check on the president's health, adding that he was recovering, though he remained seated during the meeting and had some difficulty speaking. Ophavia Quistarkton, NPR News, Abuja.
The countdown is underway for the NCAA Men's Final Four in Indianapolis on Saturday. Michigan State faces off against Butler in a matchup of number five seeds. Then West Virginia and Duke will play in the second game. The winners advance to the national championship game to be held on Monday. A suburban Orlando urologist is letting patients know that he is not a supporter of President Obama or his health care policy. Dr. Jack Castle posted a note in the window of his Mount Dora, Florida office that reads, "If you voted for Obama, seek urologic care elsewhere." Castle says he won't actually turn away patients because that would be unethical. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.